Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, Hyperfocus: How to Be More Productive in a World of Distraction by Chris Bailey. Is a nonfiction productivity book that examines how attention works and why it matters more than time. Management in an overloaded digital age, drawing on research, personal experimentation, and practical workplace advice. Bailey argues that people become more effective not by doing more, but by directing attention more deliberately. The book is structured around two complementary modes of thought: hyperfocus, the state of intense concentration on a single meaningful task, and scatterfocus, the intentional use of mind wandering for creativity, reflection, and recovery. Rather than offering a rigid system, it presents a flexible framework for managing distraction, choosing better tasks, and designing work habits that fit different people and contexts. Its purpose is both practical and conceptual, to help readers work with greater clarity, while also understanding why periods of unfocused thought can improve insight and well-being. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, attention is the real productivity resource, not time. Bailey's central argument is that modern productivity problems usually come from poor attention management rather than a shortage of hours. This shift matters because time is fixed, but attention can be directed, depleted, protected, and restored. The book repeatedly returns to the idea that busyness is not the same as usefulness. A person can spend all day answering messages, switching tabs, and reacting to interruptions while producing little of real value. By reframing productivity around attention, Bailey makes readers evaluate how they spend mental energy instead of simply how long they stay occupied. This perspective also explains why conventional time planning advice often fails. Calendars can be full while attention remains fragmented. The book therefore encourages a more disciplined question before any work begins: what deserves focus right now and what deserves to be ignored. That question is the foundation for the rest of the book's methods. Secondly, the hyperfocus routine turns concentration into a deliberate process. Hyperfocus is Bailey's term for sustained, single-task concentration on a meaningful object of attention. He does not treat it as a mysterious talent that some people naturally possess. Instead, he presents it as a process that can be supported through preparation and repetition. The basic routine is to choose a worthwhile task, reduce external and internal distractions, begin working, and then keep returning attention to the task whenever it drifts. This last step is especially important because the book treats wandering attention as normal rather than as failure. That framing makes the method practical. The goal is not perfect concentration, but quick recovery from distraction. Bailey also stresses that distractions are easier to prevent than to fight once they appear. As a result, the book favors environmental design, clear intentions, and pre-commitment over willpower alone. Hyperfocus is therefore less about intensity in the abstract and more about building conditions that allow attention to stay where it is most needed. Thirdly, task sorting helps separate meaningful work from attractive noise. One of the book's most useful tools is its task matrix, which divides work by whether it is productive or unproductive and attractive or unattractive. This creates four categories: necessary work, purposeful work, distracting work, and unnecessary work. The point of the matrix is not just classification, it is decision-making. Necessary work may be unpleasant, but still necessary, such as maintenance or administrative duties. Purposeful work is the ideal zone because it is both productive and intrinsically worthwhile. Distracting work feels appealing but contributes little, which helps explain why people often gravitate toward email, social media, or low-value checking behaviors. Unnecessary work is the clearest waste because it has neither appeal nor value. By naming these categories, Bailey helps readers notice how often attractive tasks are actually productivity traps. The framework is useful because it exposes the gap between what feels urgent or pleasant and what genuinely advances goals. In that sense, the matrix is a practical filter for attention, not just an organizational diagram. Fourthly, scatterfocus shows why deliberate mind wandering supports creativity. Bailey treats distraction not only as a problem to eliminate, but also as a mental mode to use well. Scatterfocus is his term for allowing the mind to wander in a structured way so that new connections, ideas, and insights can surface. This is a major distinction in the book because it rejects the common assumption that all unfocused thought is wasted time. Instead, Bailey argues that periods of mental drift can help with creativity, problem solving, and emotional recovery. The key is intention. Scatterfocus works best when it is chosen deliberately rather than left to autopilot. In practice, that means taking breaks away from screens, doing low-stakes activities, or creating time for reflection and boredom. The book also distinguishes different forms of scatterfocus, showing that mind wandering can be habitual, intentional, or restful. This makes the concept more than a productivity slogan. It becomes a reminder that thinking well sometimes requires stepping back from the task rather than pushing harder at it. Lastly, the book promotes a balanced, personalized approach instead of rigid rules, unlike productivity systems that prescribe fixed routines for everyone. Hyperfocus emphasizes adaptability. Bailey is explicit that productivity is personal and that readers should adjust the framework to their own work, energy patterns, and responsibilities. This matters because the book is written for knowledge workers and creative professionals who often deal with complex, interrupted, and mentally demanding work rather than simple repetitive tasks. The advice therefore emphasizes habits such as setting clear intentions, batching communication, limiting online access, and using timers to create urgency, but these are presented as supports rather than universal commandments. The deeper message is that productivity improves when people learn when to concentrate, when to wander, and when to rest. That balance is what separates the book from one-dimensional focus manuals. It is not trying to maximize output at any cost, but to make attention more intentional, more resilient, and more aligned with meaningful work. This flexible orientation is one reason the book remains accessible to readers who dislike rigid self-help systems. In conclusion, Hyperfocus is best suited for knowledge workers, creatives, managers, students, and anyone who feels their attention is constantly being pulled apart by digital noise. Its practical value lies in helping readers identify what deserves focus, reduce preventable distractions, and use attention more strategically throughout the day. Its intellectual value is equally important. It argues that concentration and mind wandering are not opposites to be solved, but complementary modes that support both productivity and creativity. That balance is what makes the book stand out among other productivity titles. Many books in the genre focus almost exclusively on discipline, planning, or deep work routines. Bailey adds a more nuanced view by showing that deliberate unfocus can be just as useful as intense concentration when used at the right time. Readers who want a flexible framework rather than a strict system will benefit most. The book is especially useful for people who feel busy but unproductive, or who want a more realistic way to manage modern distraction without abandoning creativity or mental recovery. If you would like to support Chris Bailey, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.